gather round, it's time for the big pen. Pull down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Oink. Moo. My pig. Mace.
Yeah!
Wolf. Meow.
Big Ben time.
We have Freak Ben, actually.
What do you do?
With our favorite cat lawyer. Here he is, Danny.
Thanks, Bob. Hi, Corby.
Uh-oh.
Hello. I was thinking of subjects to cover on today's Pig Pen, and Mino actually brought something to my attention either yesterday or the day before that we had kicked around in here. And I kind of expanded that idea, and I wanted to talk to you guys about chores. Now, I'm sure all of us had specific chores that we had to do when we were little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people got paid for them. I knew kids that, you know, well, if you mow the yard, I'll give you $5. Wasn't like that at my house. You did chores to be a part of the family. Some of them I hated, some of them I liked, but most of them, you did them because you had to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
mowing the yard was mine, one, and had to take out the trash every night.
Yeah.
Mowing the yard was the biggest one.
Drying dishes was one. Mom would wash, I would dry, put them up because I was tall.
You didn't have a dishwasher either, probably.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, see, I mean, my grandparents didn't grow up with a dishwasher either. And so if you went to their house and you had dinner, then you washed the plates and you, like you said, you put them up.
Now, when you get older, as an adult, chores don't go away. And in fact, unless you want to pay people to do your stuff for you, like cleaning your house or your yard work, your chores multiply.
Yeah.
Now, there are a ton of chores that not only do I not mind, I actually find satisfaction in some that you might even be surprised, like vacuuming. Love vacuuming. Cleaning. I have a cat box now because the girlfriend moved in the summer.
With a menagerie of animals.
One cat and one dog. But I'd never, you know, lived with a cat. Never had a cat in my life. But you know what? I don't mind. Don't mind cleaning the litter box. Not a problem.
When
for
do
me.
You do it? Because we.
About once every other day.
I do it every morning. Mm-hmm. It's part of the. I walk the dogs and then I go in and I clean the cat box.
Do you hate it?
I'm so used to it. I don't even. I just know that, I don't think I've ever really expounded on this point, but I'm appreciative of the cat box, because where else are they going to go?
Right.
They go in a tiny box. Their instincts from trillions of years have box. Them going into this box. I don't understand cat litter. I don't know who came up with it. All I know is this damn animal funnels into this closet area mm-hmm. every single day on multiple occasions and pees and poops in there. And so if that's my lot in life to clean out the scoops, okay.
It's kind of fun because you get the rocks of urine and they filter out and the other...
Fun, huh?
The other rocks go through the little slits in the shovel and it's not a big deal to me. So I enjoy a lot of chores that a lot of people might think are terrible. Have I what?
You didn't consider the potty training of the cat, like Jinxie?
Dude, that's a real thing. That is a real thing, cats that use the toilet.
Absolutely.
And do you know how weird that is? And it's my favorite scene from that movie when he opens the door and says, excuse me.
But in addition to that, there are chores as an adult that I detest. And I came up with my top five. Now, some of these you guys might disagree with me on or maybe even laugh at me. Because y'all are like, what? That's really fun. But I know for a fact, and we'll get to it in a minute, but the number one most detested chore will not only, you will agree with me that it is up there with the worst, but it's one that probably makes everybody want to throw up.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's start with number five. I do not like washing my car or cleaning my car. I'm a very neat person. The house is as immaculate as I can make it. But washing the car, I will go to Carmel or whatever it is and get somebody else to do that for me. But the process of washing the car, vacuuming the car, cleaning out the crap, my car is gross most of the time just because I hate messing with
cigarette butts and little tiny vodka bottles and the.
Well, maybe 30 years ago, sure, but not so much anymore. You guys enjoy washing the car?
Negative. I agree with you on this one.
Do you guys go through the little, like, you kind of get lured in by the gas station one? repay $8
after you fill it up. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You know, they have the standalone big car washes that you go through, you drive through the thing,
yeah.
And then you can add on crap, the wipe down, the wheel treatment, all that stuff. I just want in and out of there as fast as possible, and I'll go through that thing like twice a year. My car is disgusting.
We'll use that for the kids. Is you go clean mom's car, and you get $5 or something like that.
Number four,
whatever,
on the list of chores that I do not like doing. I don't mind loading the dishwasher, getting everything stacked neatly and running it, but when it comes time to empty the dishwasher and put up the dishes, not a fan. Absolutely hate putting away dishes.
I'm more of an empty guy.
Really?
Kind of like avoiding the dirtiness. I mean, they're clean.
That's true.
So, maybe it's my height, although you also have this working for you, mm-hmm. Danny. Do you get summoned to get the stuff to the upper shelves?
What do you guys like? I mean, I'm not that much smaller than you, but I feel like that you guys have cabinets that are 8 feet in the air, you know, like.
Well, I also have a.
Like you're loading stuff above a basketball goal or something.
It's a lot like that.
It's possible I married a short woman as well.
Well, okay, I see that. I'm there too. Yes.
Not that so short.
Just throw her wherever. Okay. That's a kid's thing.
Yeah.
Our kids, part of their chores is unloading the dishwasher. Oh God.
Dude, I'm with them. I'd rather hand wash dishes in the sink, then unload the dishwasher.
And that's a crazy thing to say right there.
Boy, I hate washing dishes.
Don't mind it.
Nobody would rather wash them all by hand.
I really would.
That is my chore that I would put at number one,
mm-hmm.
because when she cooks, I clean.
Number three, Corby, I know you and I see eye to eye on this. Anything having to do with finances, whether it be opening the bank app to look at your checking account to find what went where, or paying a bill and writing the check, or God forbid, I wrote this down as under that umbrella of money, tax things.
How about balancing your checkbook?
I don't do it.
I don't either.
I feel like
anything having to do with money, I
hate it.
The anxiety just grows inside me when it comes to the household duty of handling money.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this will be tough to beat for number one, my good man, because this is the biggest beating of all beatings.
Like, the fact now, I don't know how people lived before you could have automatic bill pay
mm-hmm.
on whatever it is, whether it's water, electricity, anything. How did we function every month sitting down and writing checks over and over and over and over into perpetuity?
Or when you're younger, going to 7-Eleven to get, because you didn't have a checking account, and having to get flipping money orders to pay your rent.
Dude.
Standing in that line while everybody's behind you while you're getting a money order.
God. I hate all money-related things. The only thing that I will look at money-wise is, did my paycheck come in? And I'll look at that and be like, okay, well, now my automatic bills can be paid.
Right.
Did you guys in any way have parental units with a almost ceremonial, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like
the bill paying time of the month.
Dude, my dad with a perfectly clean kitchen table and the checkbook register.
Oh, yeah.
And the bills here. And he would go with such a fine tooth comb that it was just, I mean, it was everyone
it's
be
a work
quiet.
Of art.
Everyone be quiet. Dad is reconciling our finances. And it's a very, very big deal. But he took such pride in every little thing was in order.
I grew up with a mother like that, where she would get out her balanced checkbook and compare it with the statement that came each month to make sure that the bank was right on detail. You know what she did for a living? She was an elected official as the county treasurer of Knox County. So bookkeeping was pretty,
how did that not rub off on you?
Pretty important. No interest. I hate money. I hate dealing with it.
I do too.
Especially when you don't have it. Number two, I don't know why, but I'm all about loading the wash, getting it together, putting the clothes in the dryer. But when it comes to folding laundry, put an ice pick in my eardrum, because I hate folding laundry, with the exception of, because I'm awesome at it, the fitted sheet.
What?
Putting up, folding the fitted sheet?
You can fold a fitted sheet?
You bet your nuts I can.
Can they be folded?
Yes, to perfection. Thank you, Martha Stewart, YouTube.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And so you enjoy that process?
I do, because I feel like I'm doing something that few people can.
See, that's...
But underwear and socks and towels and T-shirts, beading. I hate folding laundry.
That's part of my chores, too, is... Because I do... Is your laundry separated, yours and your wife's?
Yes.
So do you
Smart.
Do your own?
Yes.
I do, too. I do all my own... And I never see any of her stuff.
Although I'm willing to hire out.
Yeah, right?
Although a lot of your crap will end up in her stuff because she'll just wear it.
Not mine.
Really?
No. That's a no-no. Don't touch my stuff. And
don't touch Ronan.
The kid stuff, for sure, that's a beatdown. Folding kid stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They don't fold their own laundry?
No. They help. And it's such a bad job, and I think they know that.
That's definitely the strategy.
It is like Mike doing Colonial updates.
Right. Yes.
Well, they will Colonial their way out of it. Like, just get out of here. You suck.
Kids aren't good at anything.
No.
No, and they know if they're good at it, they'll be asked to do it again.
Right.
Number one. Bob, you've got to agree with me that this is worse than handling finances. But when you have the chore, and it's not a regular chore, but when it happens... You don't want to do it because you, in all likelihood, will vomit, and that is removing hair from a clogged drain.
He's right.
The worst.
He's right.
There is. I will feel bile coming up through my esophagus right now if I think of pulling the hair where it stretches to the point of breaking and you see the soap scum in it.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. Any hair. I don't want hair. The drain hair in the shower where you pull that out and it's all stretchy and there's stuff on it.
What?
It's so bad.
What happens to hair when it goes down that drain and mixes and coagulates with shower funk and soap and spit and urine? And I mean, it turns into like a creature.
I would just say that he's spot on here. And really, anything that falls under the heading of plumbing is probably not my jam.
No.
Have you ever bought those little miniature, they're probably about 3 feet long, and they have the reverse hooks on them, the snakes that you can go through your sink?
Yes.
When you get a clogged sink, rather than running a bunch of chemicals through it?
You're supposed to do that.
Snake.
Pull that thing out.
Yeah.
I'm seriously getting sick.
I've told you, there's a thing called the drain weasel. Yeah, look it up. It's on Amazon.
I've got 3 drain weasels at my house.
They're awesome. I mean, people will pay $100 for a plumber to come out and get the like, what's wrong? I poured 2 gallons of Drano down there and it ain't coming out.
Yeah, that stuff rarely works.
And so these drain weasels, though, it's got this like tacky substance on the end of it.
Yeah.
You jam it down the very bottom of the shower drain, and then you pull it back up. And when you pull it up, it's like, it's almost like catching
like a big surprise.
It's almost like catching a fish.
You because don't know what kind of fish it's going to be.
You don't know. You have no clue what's coming up, but you can feel that you've caught something.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, no! It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah. You're running. Like, what is it about the stretching of wet old hair that makes you want to throw up?
Oh, wet. It's just wet. It's the yuck. It's moist. And there's it's so gross.
It's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just running to the trash and then God forbid if a drop of that hits me. I will take a military shower like for 2 days getting everything off of me if something like that happens.
Boy.
The only thing worse I can say is killing cockroaches.
Oh,
but that's not
that
really
at all.
A chore. It's
yeah,
just
it's
that's
fun.
Just an act of manhood.
Get the hairspray out and the cigarette lighter. Roast him, man.
And he has like an 8-year-old. He's like Beavis when he kills roaches.
All right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Good pig pen.